下面是我们一起来学习威斯敏斯特大要理问答的时间。我们一起来学习第148问。我来念问题，请弟兄姐妹和我一起来念答案。第148问，在第十条诫命中进行什么罪？禁止什么罪行？在第十条诫命中禁止的罪行是对自己的现状不满，对邻舍的善况嫉妒难受，并对他所应有的产生贪心邪情。下面请许嘉欣牧师为我们正道，他正道的题目是忘记我要到几时呢？
Good morning, brothers and sisters, church family.
早上好，我们教会的弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord that we have another opportunity to do this pulpit exchange.
感谢神，我们今天有机会，再有机会能够互换讲台。
As you heard, Pastor Chongming pray earlier. Pastor Wang will be preaching in the, English service later on.
崇明牧师讲到，王牧师将要在英文崇拜的时候进行讲道。
Providentially, Pastor Wang will also be preaching in Psalm 13. Same passage.
感谢神，神的供应，王牧师也要讲到诗篇第十三篇。
So we're all hearing the same passage today, both in EM and CM.
所以我们今天这个英文和中文两个崇拜都是要宣讲诗篇第十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 13.
让我们翻到诗篇第十三篇。
One of the reasons why I picked this psalm has to do with what has been going on in our world, in our society.
我选择这一个诗篇的一个主要原因就是我们在世界上，我们周围发生的很多事儿。
A lot of things has been going on, like gun violence, mass shooting, like we just had one last week at Michigan State University.
现在有很多枪击暴力，还有大规模枪击，像上一周发生在Michigan， 就是密歇根State University，
and I know it has been,
州立大学。
And I know this has been taken a heavy toll on many people, maybe some of us here.
这些事件呢，对我们很多人在情感上都有很大的冲击。
And on top of it, there have been also other many depressing issues that we are facing in the world, like the war in Ukraine, like all the hate crimes and racism, earthquakes, the disaster in Turkey and Syria, all these terrible depressing things that are going on.
另外还有很多令人忧郁沮丧的事，像在乌克兰的战争，像这个仇恨犯罪，还有种族歧视，自然灾害，像在土耳其发生的地震。所以这些事都在发生。
And on top of it, we still have to deal with a lot of our personal issues that are going on in our lives, like maybe health issues, relationship issues, family issues, career issues, etc.
另外还有我们每个人的个人的问题，像是健康啊、人际关系啊、家庭啊、事业啊，很多事情。
When all these things are happening all at once, it can really drown us emotionally and spiritually and even physically.
当所有这些事情都一块发生的时候，就真会使我们在情感上、属灵上，甚至身体上都会被受不了、湮灭。
So how do we deal with it?
那我们怎么来对付它呢？
Well, this is why, one of the reasons why a third of the whole the book of Psalms are sad songs, laments.
这就是诗篇，有三分之一的篇幅里面的诗歌都是哀歌。
Because our Lord knows that just how hard, how difficult, how depressing, and even perplexing life really is.
因为我们的神耶和华他知道我们的生活生命是多么的艰难，令人忧郁和令人迷惑。
It doesn't matter whether you live in 11th century BC or now here living in 21st century.
不管你是住在现在的21世纪，还是住在公元前11世纪。
The Lord gives us these psalms to help us to know how to deal with our tough times in life.
神给我们这些诗歌，让我们知道怎么样来对付我们现在艰难的时刻。
And Psalm 13 is one of them.
诗篇第十三篇就是其中的一个。
Let's read it together. Before we read, let me pray for us. Ask the Lord to enlighten us. Let's pray.
让我们来一起读这个诗篇第十三篇。让我们先来祷告。
Father, as we come before your word, we ask that you will prepare our hearts to listen and obey your will.
天父，我们在读你的话语之前，我们祈求你能够帮助我们，能够愿意遵从你的话。
Reveal your truth to us in our hearts by your spirit and lead us to follow you willingly.
启示我们心里真实的意念，让我们能够愿意真实的跟随你。
Lead us to see Christ and experience His grace.
引导我们来看到耶基督，让我们看到他真实的恩典。
In His glorious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just going to ask Yonggang to read it for us in Chinese.
诗篇十三篇，耶和华，你要忘记我，要到几时呢？要永远吗？你掩面不顾我，要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我动摇的时摇动的时候喜乐。但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
Thank you. So I want to look at this psalm in three headings.
我想要从三方面来讲解这个诗歌。
First is express our feelings. How we need to express our feelings.
第一个是要表达我们的感受。
Second, we need to ask for what we want.
第二个是向神求我们所想要的。
Third, we need to trust God for the results.
第三个方面就是把结果交给神。
So let's start with the first one. We need to express our feelings to God in specific verses 1 and 2.
在第一二节，我们要讲向神表达你的感受。
The first two verses pretty much gives us an honest analysis of all of humans' relationships that our feelings are designed by God to go into three directions. Okay, I'll explain the three directions.
第前两节呢，是一个真实我们这个人际关系真实的一个分析，我们的感觉情感感受啊，神设计了是要有三个方向。
The first direction is toward God, that which is upward, right? You're going up.
第一个方向呢是向上，通向神的。
The second direction is toward ourselves, that's inward.
第二个方向呢是向我们自己，就是向内的。
And the third direction is to others or to the circumstances, that's sideward.
第三个方向呢是向他人或者向我们周围的环境。
And David here is expressing all three directions to God, all three types of feelings to God in these two verses, the first two verses.
在前面这两节呢，大卫是把所有的这三个方向都向神来表达。
So you think about it this way, right? Relationship with God would be what? Would be theology.
那么让我们来思想，与神的关系是什么？是神学。
Relationship with yourself, that would be what? Psychology.
与我们自己的关系是什么？是心理学。
And relationship with others is what? Sociology.
与他人的关系是什么呢？是社会学。
By the way, all these three relationships are reflected in the greatest commandment. The greatest commandment in Matthew 22:36, you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind. And do you have your neighbors as yourself? You see all three relationships are there.
所以这三个人际关系啊，都在这个大诫命当中体现出来，在马太福音22:36-40，尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，爱邻如己。
So first, David tells God how he feels about God in this moment of depression and confusion.
首先呢，大卫向神表达他的感受。在这个忧郁和彷徨的时候
，He said in verse 1, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" By the way, these two questions are in Hebrew. It's actually one question because it is not translatable in Chinese or in English. So, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" He asks.
首先，在第一节，大卫问耶和华：“你要忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？”这个阿尔特牧师提到说这两句。问题啊，实际上在希伯来原文是一个问题，但是在翻译到中文的时候没法翻译。
David feels that God has forgotten him like forever.
大卫认为啊，神把他给忘记了，一直永远都忘记了。
The idea of forever is as long as he can think way out there in the future or way back there in the past.
那么永远是什么意思啊？就是大卫所能想到的。这个所能想到的将来，所能想到的在过去啊，他都认为是神把他给忘记了。
David doesn't shy away from telling God directly his honest feelings toward him.
大卫呢不怕告诉神，向神表达，直接表达他真实的感受。
David feels like God at this moment is not looking at him. He said, "How long will you hide your face from me?"
他感觉到神呢是忽略了他。他说，神呢什么要你要隐藏你把你的脸把你的好处藏起来要到几时呢
？He feels like God is not paying attention at all to him.
他感觉到神根本就没有注意到他。
Now.That might not be the reality, but that's his feelings, and it counts, right?
这个呢，有可能不是实际，但是呢，这是他真实的感受。
And in a way, you realize it. What David is doing, he's pointing his finger at God.
从某种程度上说，大卫是在向神指着他的，用手指头指着神。
But there's more to his expression here. In verse 2, David expresses his feeling of himself also to God. He says in verse 2, "How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day?"
第二节呢，大卫就表达他自己对自己的感受。他说：“我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？”
This is similar in asking himself, asking God, this: How long must I, my heart, still be bothered by or struggling with my thoughts of sadness? How long do I have to be stuck in this kind of sadness?
这就是说呀，他在问这个，他被这些哀伤、悲痛所困扰、挣扎，要到几时呢
？And he feels that this is happening every day now.This feels like this is going on forever, and this is my feeling every single day.
这对他来说，对这个诗人大卫来说，这是他每天的感受。
And now, next, look at the second half of verse 2. David expresses his feelings toward others.
下面呢，大卫就想表达他对别人的感受。
He feels that his life, his world is completely gone, had gone upside down.
他感觉整个世界都是上下颠倒了。
Think about it this way. David was a king, right? And now he's saying that he's losing his battles, and that's his external circumstances causing him to feel that the way he feels now, he feels depressed, that he's losing his battle.
那么大卫呢，他作为一个以色列的王，他在战斗中被打败，那他外部的环境使他有这种感觉，他现在的这种感觉，他非常沮丧。
He is very frustrated.Because he thought God wasn't there for him for justice, because he thinks he stood for justice, right? He's fighting his enemy. So God wasn't there for him according to what he has promised to Israel and to Israel's king. Think about Psalm 2, right? God has made the promise to the king.
David 啊，大卫啊，他感觉到神啊不再照他的应对以色列和他的王的应允来看顾支持他们。
Think about this for a moment here. How often do you think God should show His mercy, and His justice now? How often do we think that, right? We think that God really should act now.
让我们来想一想，我们觉得神应该多久、多长时间，用多少的频率来表现他的怜悯和正义呢？
But at the same time, we don't see him acting. We don't see him intervening. We don't see him doing anything about things in this world, the unfortunate things, the bad things.
但是同时呢，我们又看到神又好像不作为啊，对世上发生的这些不公义的事儿不管不问。
What is God doing about gun violence, racism, poverty, sex and drug issues? That's all going on in our world.
神对我们现在世界上发生的这些枪击暴力、种族歧视、贫穷、性还有毒品问题做了什么呢？
Or think about this way. Why do bad things happen to good people?
为什么坏事情发生在好人的身上？
And how is it fair that I have to deal with all these plus my personal issues?Maybe my illness, maybe relationship issues, etc., whatever it is. How is it fair?
怎么这样怎么会公平呢？我必须要应对所有这些我们个人的事情，像这个健康啊、疾病啊，方方面面。
Where is God in all these?
神在哪里呢？在这些事情当中。
We see and experience the problems of this world. We recognize it.
我们看到并且经历这个世界上所有的这些问题。
We feel the tension, we feel the questions and the pressure in this world, but and we want God to answer, but where's the answer?
我们感受到这个世界上所有这些紧张啊、迷惑啊，还有这些问题，我们需要向神要答案和解决的方案。但是神在哪儿呢？
So at this point, I just wanted to learn one thing. You know, just after looking through these two verses, I just wanted to learn one thing, very important.
到目前为止呢，我们就想学习一件事，就是非常重要的一件事。
At the very least, we need to ask, we need to express all of our feelings to God.
至少我们可以向神表达我们所有的感受。
Not just, and it's something that things that have to do with God, then I'll tell God, no. Or everything that have to do with myself, you have to tell God too. Things that have to do with other people, you have to tell God too. All of your feelings, you have to tell God. Why?
所有的感受，我们对神的感受，对自己的感受，对别人的感受，都要告诉神。
Why do we do that?
为什么要这么做呢？
Because we can.
因为我们可以。
Because God is our refuge and rock. He is our safe place to come to, always.
因为神是我们的避难所，是我们的磐石，他是我们的安全地。
You see how here in these two verses, David feels so free and safe to express his feeling without fear of God criticizing him.
大卫呢，他感觉有这个自由和安全来表达他的感受，根本不用怕神会批评他。
Paul says in Romans 8 chapter 1, chapter 8 verse 1, he says this, There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗在罗马书第八章第一节讲，在耶稣基督里就不再定罪了。
If you are in him, trusting in his grace for salvation, then nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39.
如果你在基督里，那么信任他，把他的恩典作为救恩的唯一确据，那么就没有任何事可以把我们与基督 主耶稣基督的爱隔绝。罗马书八章三十九节。
Think about it this way, right? You can always tell God how you feel, everything about you, others, and God. You can always tell God how you feel, but you can't always be honest and tell everyone else, even your spouse. Because why? Because you would be afraid of how the other person would judge you, would maybe even shame you or ridicule you, right?
我们这么想，我们总是可以告诉神我们的感受，但是我们不是总是能够告诉别人我们的感受，因为别人呢会有可能论断，有可能羞辱或者是嘲笑我们。
But the important thing is that you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself if you really, you can't be honest with God unless you first be honest with yourself.
这个重要的是我们必须得对自己诚实。我们如果要是不能对自己诚实，那也没法跟神来诚实了。
Elizabeth Elliot, who is the widow of a famous missionary, Jim Elliot, says this once.
伊丽莎白 Elliot, 她是著名的传教士 Jim Elliot 的遗孀，她曾经说过。
And I quote, the psalmists ask why to God. Job, the blameless man who suffered horribly, asked why.And even our Lord Jesus on the cross asked why. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me, right? So it doesn't seem to be sinful to ask the question, ask God why. What is sinful is resentment against God and his dealing with us. End quote.
我现在就直接引用这个伊丽莎白的话。他说这个诗篇的作者啊，他会向神问为什么。那么约伯他是一个无可指责的人啊，他也是受了很多苦，也问为什么。甚至我们的主耶稣在十字架上也问为什么，因为他说我的神我的神为什么抛弃我。所以说问为什么不是没有犯罪，问这个问题没有犯罪。这个犯罪的呢是像是这个对神的怨恨和他对我神对我们这个作为的怨恨。
I'll get to the resentment part in my third point, but for now I want you to learn this. Will you come to God in all honesty in prayer to tell him how you feel with the confidence that you are safe and secure if you're in Christ? Will you?
怨恨的这一部分呢，我们到第三方面再讲。那么现在呢，我们就希望大家都能够学习到，你会来到神的面前，把你所有真实的感受都向他表达，并且有信心你是在他面前是安全的。
It is a question for you to ask yourself that how deeply am I rooted in Christ?
这是一个问题，来表明我们在基督里扎根有多深。
Our honest feelings expressed and directed rightly and appropriately to God can prevent us from being drowned or buried by our feelings of lostness and disorientation.
我们向神真实地表达我们的感受，可以防止我们被所有的那些迷惑、彷徨的感受所湮灭、吞灭。
Our honest feelings expressed rightly to God can help us to not get stuck in our self-pity, in our self-focus, in our self-made hell.
向神表达我们真实的感受也可以防止我们陷于自怜自我中心并且我们自制的地狱。
So express your feelings to God instead of keeping it to yourself and here's the lead to my second point. We need to ask God for what we want specifically.
所以我们要向神表达我们的感受，不要把它放在我们自己心里，并且呢，第二方面要问神你需要什么。
Look at verse 2. Oh, excuse me, verse 3. David wants God to look on him and answer him. I'm using the NIV here, translation said, look on him to answer him, meaning to pay attention to him, because he feels that God is not paying attention to him at all.
那么第三节呢, 大卫问神说, 要什么? 大卫是要神, 要看顾他, 要应允他, 因为他感觉到神根本就没有注意到他。
The Chinese doesn't sound right because it's not taking care of him, it's to actually pay attention to him.
这个, 中文的翻译啊, 有点不太准确, 不是说要看顾他, 而是说, 要 pay attention, 要注意他, 把这个注意力注意到他。
Think about it this way, right? How do parents want their children to listen to them when they speak to them, when they address the children?
我们这样想, 我们这个当父母想要孩子听他们的时候, 他们是怎么办呢?
Eye contact, right? How many people, when you talk to them, they just keep on doing with their cell phone? Look at me, I'm talking to you.
我们父母需要的是与孩子的目光接触, 是注意, 目光的, 注意。
Well, David now is on the opposite end of that, right? He feels that God is not paying attention to him.
大卫呢, 他现在也是, 在接受端, 他感觉到神没有, 目光, 没有注意到他。
So how does David get God's attention here? Look at what he says here in verse 3. He said, he addressed God in his personal name, Lord, in Chinese is 耶和华, Lord.
那么大卫怎么能, 要得到神的注意呢? 他是用神个人的名字, 耶和华, 来与神说话。
It means that he has a covenant relationship with this God. It's not just a impersonal force out there.
这表明呢, 他与神有一个圣约, 这个关系, 并不是一个, 没有人格的一个,
He has a personal relationship with this Lord, Yehahua.
他与这个神耶和华有个人的关系。
And then he specifically asked the Lord, Yehahua, to light up his eyes, verse 3, which is a metaphor of having both spiritual and physical strength. The two things are not separated, the physical and spiritual strength.
然后大卫呢, 很具体的要耶和华, 来使他的眼目光明, 这是一个比喻, 那么这个比喻呢, 是有, 是让大卫呢, 是想要神给他属灵上的和身体上的力量。
The physical strength and the spiritual strength are interrelated in the sense that you know how when your child is sick, you can just tell from their eyes, right? You can tell right away that they're sick.
这个属灵上的光景和身体上的光景啊, 是关联的, 那么当你的孩子生病的时候, 你可以通过他的眼睛就可以看到, 他生病了。David
was so weak physically because of his spiritual condition.
大卫呢, 是因为他属灵上的光景, 所以是导致他身体上呢, 非常软虚弱。
And because of that, he asked the Lord to sustain him both physically and spiritually, that he may get out of this depressing situation, these moments.
他让神呢, 来给他力量, 使他能够, 从这种光景中走出来。
He feels that he's, right now, at this moment, both physically and physically, half dead, and he's heading toward total death. That's the expression in verse 3 when he says, sleep the sleep of death.
他感觉他现在已经是半死了, 正在向, 完全死亡进发, 所以说他用, 这个表达的方式叫沉睡至死。
And then David specifically asked the Lord for victory over his wicked enemies so that evil and injustice won't win the day or gloat.
大卫呢, 也是很具体的要神使他能够, 胜过他的仇敌, 邪恶的仇敌, 这样呢, 邪恶和不公义就不能够最终得胜。
You see how specific David's requests are?
让我们看到大卫他的祷告是多么的具体。
The point here is the same that it is in the New Testament from James. James chapter 4 verse 2 says, you do not have because you do not ask.
这点呢也是在新约圣经雅各书第四章二节也提到说你没有是因为你没有求。
Or in the Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8, Jesus said to his disciples, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
或者在新约圣经马太福音七章七到八节在主耶稣的登山宝训上说祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门。
We need to come to the Lord in prayer and ask Him and be specific about what we want.
我们要来到神的面前祷告，要具体的告诉神我们想要什么。
Don't just presume that God knows what you want in your heart, which He does know, but that's not what He wants of you.
不要预先假设神知道你心里想要什么，他确实知道，但是呢，神。不是想让我们埋在心里，而是想让他表达，向他表达出来。
Our problem often starts with the fact that we don't really spend enough time with the Lord in prayer on our knees and tell Him what we want.
我们的问题啊，经常是起始于我们没有花足够的时间在祷告当中。
Or we don't ask, or we presume we ask in our minds. We presume we ask in our minds, but we don't articulate clearly about our feelings, our needs, our requests to Him.
我们不求，我们呢只是一些假设说我们已经求过了，但是呢我们没有清楚的表达我们的感受和我们对他的诉求。
And when we do ask, we presume that either our specific physical need or spiritual needs shouldn't matter to us because, you know, it just sounds like we're just weak. We're just going to tough it through. We presume that that's not important.
当我们求的时候呢，有我们也假设预先假设说我们这个具体的身体上或者是实际上的需求不重要。
But we can be more wrong on that.
但是呢，我们不能再错了，在这方面。
The Lord wants us to come to Him in prayer to lay down all of our specific physical needs as well as spiritual needs.
主让我们来到他的面前来祷告，把所有的具体的身体上的还有属灵上的需求。都交托在他身上。
But of course, they have to be lawful according to God's law.
但是当然了，我们要也要按照神的话语、神的律法来求。
David has just shown that we need to be clear to articulate about what we want before God in this psalm.
大卫呢，已经向我们表明说，我们要在神面前具体的表达我们的。感受也要具体的向神表明我们的诉求。
But clearly expressing our feelings to God and asking Him specifically aren't just all this psalm teaches us. There are still two more verses left. And so we are also to trust God for the results. That's the third point.
除了我们要向神表达我们的诉求，要具体的向神求神我们想要的事情以外，我们还要依靠神来所给我们的结果。
Let me introduce this last point this way, of trusting God for the results this way. I remember last year when I went to one of the graduation parties hosted by one of the CM small groups here and for our high school graduates.
让我来用这个最后一个方面来用这个方式来表达。我记着我去年啊去过一次这个毕业 party， 是在这个我们那个中文崇拜的一个这个小组查经小组举办的，可能是我们这个小组举办的。
Ashburn, right?
对
，Yeah, okay.
对， yeah. 就是我们这小组举办的。
Yeah, it was the, I think it was in the local park, right? Yeah.
对，是在当地的一个公园里。
So, at the time, we play a game of kickball, and we were playing. You know what kickball is? I've never played kickball before.
我们在 party 的时候，我们玩了一个游戏，一个比赛叫 kickball， 就是踢球。
And I don't know the rules, and it turns out that kickball is actually the same thing as like softball or baseball. They share the same rule, but except that you, instead of hitting the ball with the bat, you actually kick the ball. That's what you do.
就最后呢，我发现啊，这个规则跟棒球或者垒球很像。
So in the last out, the final moment of the game, I was doing the kicking.
在最后一个要出局的一个比赛当中啊，我是来踢球的。
And I kicked the ball really way up high, but it's not very shallow, like it's not very far at all. So it's very easily to be caught, and if it's caught, then I lose.
我把球啊踢在空中，然后呢也不是很高，如果被对方接住的话，那我们就输了。
But guess what? The other team dropped the ball. They didn't catch it, even though it was an easy catch.
但是你猜怎么着？这个另外一个队啊，把球给掉在地上了，所以说就我们就赢了。
But that's no big deal. Just a friendly game, right?
这也没什么大不了，就是一个友谊赛。
But I want you to think about it this way. If you know anything about baseball, right? And then if there's a professional major league, let's say this is not a real story. Well, actually, probably it's a real story. Let's say there is a professional baseball player in the team, and he worked hard all year long and all season long.
那我们现在呢？我们想象一下，如果有一个职业的这个美国职业棒球大联盟的一个球员，他整年都在辛苦的打球，辛苦的训练。
His team got into the playoffs, and now he even going to the World Series.
他的队呢进入了季后赛，现在呢甚至到了最后的世界大赛。
By the way, the season is like 162 games. That's a very, very long season in the baseball season. Just so you know.
顺便说一下，这个棒球比赛的这个赛季也很长，有700多场比赛一共。
And now he is in the World Series, and this is the very last moment of Game Seven. Best of seven, right? And then, so there is a 3-3 tie. Then the game seven, final moment of the game, the bottom of the ninth, and the last moment.
这个世界大赛的赛制是七局四胜，所以说呢，想象一下，现在呢是六场比赛打过了，三比三平，那现在是第七场比赛，到了最后一个小节，那这个整个世界大赛系列的最后一个时刻。
I won't bore you with the details of the rules of baseball, but here's how what happened. So his team is on defense, and if they catch the ball and get the out, his team is going to win the World Series. But if they lose, they don't get the out, the other team will score and the other team will win. That's the situation.
现在的情况是什么呢？如果这个人的队啊是在防守，那么他如果接住这个球，那么就赢了；如果没接住这个球，对方就会得分，就对方就会得世界冠军。
So the other team hit the ball, and this player was in the outfield, seeing the ball popped up really high. He saw the ball hit his glove, and guess what? He didn't squeeze it. The ball popped right out, and then he lost the World Series, lost everything.
想象一下啊。这个球飞出来了，这个球员拿出他的手套，那么他是一个外野手啊，他是在这个外场地来接球的，他用手套接住这个球，但是啊球飞出去了，因为他没有这个把他的手套收紧，在及时的收紧，那么他现在这个所有的这个世界整个这个世界冠军就因为这一个没接住就丢了。
So just like that, it doesn't matter how far or how sincere you have expressed your feeling to God or how specific your requests have been to Him, without the last part of this psalm in your prayer, you are just like that outfielder that you have failed to squeeze the glove to hold on to that ball and you have, would have failed to express, to complete that prayer in a sense.
那么就像这个举的例子当中啊，即使你向神表达了你的感受，向神提出你具体的诉求，但是你如果最后没有 squeeze， 没有这个收紧这个你的棒球手套的话，那么你的祷告呢也是不完全的，也是最终呢也是没有结果的。
You would have lost the whole point of prayer, praying to God.
那你就丧失了整个祷告的这个中心。
And your frustration and resentment, I talked about resentment earlier, and your resentment will grow toward God if you stop right there, stop, forget to squeeze the glove.
你对神的怨恨，这个对神的这种沮丧，那么就越来越多，越来越增长。那你如果是不是说最后来收紧你的棒球手套的话
？What you need to do is to take on your responsibility to trust God and rejoice in Him to bring forth the results He knows best in His time and according to His timing.
那我们应该把结果交托给神，那么在这个来在神面前能够享受他，把结果交给神。
In verse 5, when David says, I have trusted in your steadfast love.
在第五节的时候，当这个大卫说，我倚靠你的坚定不移的爱。
This in Hebrew is the Hebrew is not reflected both in Chinese or in English, because in Hebrew actually he mentions I twice.
在这里头呢，这个汉语翻译呢，没能把这个希伯来语的原意翻出来，因为这希伯来语说我说了两次。
He's trying to express his determination that I really, really trust.
他是想表达他的这种坚定不移的信心啊，就说我确实的信靠神啊，把结果都交托给神。
And if you jump down to verse 6, this is another example. David says, My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
那么第六节，大卫说，我的心因你的救恩快乐。
Chinese would completely miss the sense, because in English, do you know the difference between will and shall? I mean, this is English grammar. I know some of you know English, but I'll just give you a tiny little bit of English lesson here, right? You, in the old days, you say, for future tense, if I want to do something in the future, I would say I shall, not I will. You get that, right? Normally, you should say I shall, not will. When you do say shall, it means what? Determination. The English express that here.
那么这个英语的语法啊，这个 shall 和 will 就是说我会做和我将来会发生的事儿，这个是有一定的区别的。在这里呢，大卫是用 shall， 就是说我很坚定的信心，说这个我一定会做这件事儿，一定会发生。
David here is expressing his confidence of what the Lord will bring to his life.
那么现在呢，大卫呢表达出他对神的信心啊，在他的生命里的信心。
But how can he be so sure?
他为什么如此坚定，如此有信心呢？
Because his confidence is founded upon God's character, which is all shown in this song, in three aspects of God's character in this song.
因为他的信心啊，是建立在神的性情、神的属性里头。
The first
有三个方面。
The first aspect is a steadfast love, verse 5.
第一个神的属性就是坚定不移的爱，在第五节。
That's God's loving kindness. And I've been in English service, I've been preaching the book of Ruth. I've been telling you the Hebrew word is chesed. You have to say it with a guttural. Chesed is God's loving kindness, His covenant faithfulness, His unfailing love.
第一点呢，是神坚定不移的爱，就是神他的恩典和慈爱，他的坚定不移的爱和他的不会改变的爱，在 Hebrew 里头叫 Hesed。
This is the kind of love Paul talks about in Romans 8:38-39 when he says, There's nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the covenant faithfulness.
这就是保罗在罗马书八章三十八到三十九节所提到的那种爱，就说任何事都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
The second aspect is God's salvation in verse 5.
这第二个属性呢，那么就是大卫呢，他对神有信心，是因为神坚定神的属性。第二个属性就是神的救恩。
And this salvation is not just in a spiritual sense, because David has surely experienced the Lord's deliverance multiple times in his past.
这个救恩呢，是大卫在他的生命当中已经经历了很多次。
And this deliverance, this salvation is all encompassing, meaning that it is covering all of David's life. He has seen it and witnessed it both spiritually and physically.
这种救恩呢，大卫在他的生命当中已经经历了很多次，在属灵方面和在身体方面都经历过神多次的救恩。
And third aspect of God's character here is God's generosity in verse 6.
第三方面呢，神的属性就是神的慷慨。
He says that
第六节
because he has dealt bountifully with me.
因为第六节说他用厚恩待我。
Think about it this way, right? What father doesn't love to bring delight and satisfaction to his children's lives?
我们想象一下，哪个父亲不愿意把满足和高兴带给他的孩子呢？
And I know that earthly parents have limited abilities to bring goodness to his children.
我们地上的父母啊。这个因为资源和能力有限，所以说，给孩子带来的呢是也是有限的。
But and sometimes we are sinful beings as well as parents. We don't always do the best thing for our children.
我们也是邪恶这个不好的父母，所以说有的时候我们给孩子带来呢也是不好的。
But we have a heavenly Father who is perfect and perfectly capable.And resourceful, and his resources are unlimited, and he is generous.
但是呢，我们有一个完全的、完美的天父，他的资源、他的能力都是无限的，而且呢，他是慷慨，他愿意把这些无限的资源和能力都交给我们，都给我们。
Matthew 7, verses 9 and 11, Jesus says, Which one of you, if his sons ask him bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?
马太福音第七章第八节说，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？第十节也说，求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，更何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
And so David recognized and acknowledged this because acknowledged God's generosity. And the way he does this is actually even very interesting in terms of Hebrew.
大卫呢，他很有信心的就承认并且认识到神用厚恩待我。
The English and the Hebrew says he has dealt bountifully with me. I don't know what the Chinese says there. The English said in verse 6 is that he has dealt bountifully with me.
在希伯来话呢，他是说用他已经用厚恩待我。
Right, but this is supposed it hasn't happened yet, right? What is that? How does that make sense?
但是呢，奇怪的是，这个大卫所求的，他求的是呢，还没有发生。那么大卫怎么会就用过去的完成时来写这首诗呢
？This is called prophetic perfect in the Hebrew.
这个时态呢，在希伯来语呢叫预言完成时。
This is to express David's confidence that the Lord will bless, as if he has already blessed.
这是用来表达大卫对神的信心，神以前赐福给他，赐福过给他，那么将来呢，神也一定会再赐福给他。
David, this is David walking by faith, not by sight.
这是大卫呢，是行事为人要用信心，不用眼见。
If our faith has no reason, then it would be blind faith.
如果我们的信心呢没有原因的话，那么就是盲目的信心。
But our faith is rooted in the character of God.
但是我们的信仰，我们的信心是扎根于神的属性。
It is rooted on God's covenant faithfulness, His steadfast love, His salvation, His generosity.
是扎根于神的属性，就是神坚定不移的爱，神的包罗万象的救恩和他的极度的慷慨。
Romans 8:32 says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
罗马书八章三十二节说，他既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done on the cross, is God's covenant faithfulness, his steadfast love, his salvation, his extreme generosity to us.
那么所有的这些神这三个属性都体现在主耶稣在十字架上为我们做出的牺牲的爱。
Christ is the unchangeable fact and reality that happened and remain to be in our life, in our life situations.
基督是我们在我们所有的生命环境当中不变的事实和实际。
His life on earth is completely reflected in this psalm, this very psalm.
这主耶稣他的生命啊，在地上的这个生命。完全在这个诗篇中表现出来。
We see his humility, his sadness, his pain to face death and suffering in the psalm.
我们看到他在死亡面前也是感受到羞辱、谦卑、悲伤和痛苦。
And we also see his confidence in the glory that he will get.Through his death and resurrection,
他也很有信心的看到，通过他的死亡和复活，他能看到他神要给他的荣耀。
And he went through all these for us, for his people, for God's people.
他经历了、忍受了所有的这一切，都是为了我们神的人、神的子民。
So if you trust in Christ while you're still living on this earth, you are to sing this song.
所以说我们在这个地上还在信任我们主耶稣的时候，我们就应该来唱这个诗歌。
No matter what kind of things that we're experiencing, the sadness or the turmoils or difficulties that we face.
知道我们想要能够要经历的所有的这些悲哀痛苦的事儿。
And we need to remember that we also have the certainty of the future glorification that awaits us when Christ returns.
我们也要记住，我们有必信、确信，将来神主耶稣再来的时候，我们有我们这个身体上和属灵上的复活和救恩得救。
Christ will bring that full abundance, the full bounty into our life someday.
基督会把所有的这些奖赏、恩赐、丰富都会带到我们生命里来。
So the question for us is, will you sing and pray this psalm in Christ's name?
那现在对我们所有的人的问题就是，你会来歌唱和用这个诗篇来祷告吗？
Let me end this with a poem. Hope you'll be able to translate it. It's a short one. It's by an unknown author. It goes like this. Three men were walking on the wall, feeling, faith, and fact. Those are the three men. When feeling got an awful fall, then faith was taken back. So close was faith to feeling that he stumbled and fell too. But fact, that would be Jesus, remained, and he pulled faith back, and faith brought feeling too.
那么 Arthur 牧师呢，他最后用一首诗来结束。这首诗呢，这个作者不详，但是呢，这首诗是这样的。他说，有三个人在墙上走，感受、信心和事实。这三个东西啊，都是以 F 开始的，在英文里头。那么他说，感受跌倒的时候，那么信心呢，也被感受一起拉下去了。那么，因为信心跟感受很近呢，所以说信心也是跌倒、摔倒了。但是，当我们的感受和信心都跌倒的时候，还有一个 fact， 就是还有一个事实。这个事实什么？就是我们的主耶稣，他从死里复活了。这个事实呢，还是存在的，还是保留的。所以说，这个事实呢，就把我们的信心给拽回来了。那么信心呢，也把我们的感觉给拽起来了。所以说，这三样事儿，最终呢，都是扎根在我们的信心里头，然后就扎根在这个主耶稣从死里复活这个事实里头。
Let's pray together. Father, we give thanks and praise to you for this precious psalm.
天父，我们感谢赞美你这个宝贵的诗歌。
Help us to know how to pray through this psalm.
帮助我们知道如何通过这个诗歌来祷告。
Help us to know that it is only through Christ, what he has done for us, that we can remain positive in this world.
让我们也认识到，只有通过基督他为我们所成就的，才能够使我们能够怀着积极的态度。
Help us to remain confident in the abundance of your salvation.
也帮助我们能够有信心，因为你的救恩是丰富的。
Lead us to repent from our unbelief.
引导我们来认罪悔改。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.